In this step, we'll create the left flipper control for our pinball game. First, we'll add a new item to the project, and we're going to make this user control named left flipper. And remember, we always want to change our layout container to a canvas for the physics controls. And let's resize this user control to about 200 by 200. And our flipper will start out as a simple rectangle. I'm going to draw that near the middle of the user control there. Then I want it to be about 200 by 50. And we'll give it a little color there. And I'm going to give this a little bit of a rounded corners here. And let's, we can convert this to a path and blend if we do object path convert to path. And what that will allow us to do is use this direct selection tool to take a couple of those points and modify them, so we get a little bit more of a paddle shape there. Now let's rotate our flipper, because by default we're going to want it angled down. So I'm going to change the angle here to 45 degrees. And whenever we apply a transform like that using the physics controls, we need to group this into a canvas in order for the boundary detection to work. So I'm just going to take this path and group it into a canvas. Okay, and the canvas didn't pick up the new overall size of that with the transform, so I'm just gonna pretty this up a bit. Okay, so there's our basic flipper, and I'm gonna name this canvas CNV left flipper. And we're gonna need a couple things here for the physics. First, we're going to need a static physics object to join this flipper to. Okay, so that's so it doesn't just fall down the screen. So for that, I'll just create a basic rectangle. Okay, and we don't need rounded corners for that. And let's give this a little bit of a different color just so you can see what's going on. And let's call this rect holder. And we're also going to need a UI element to represent where the joint should be. So for that, I'm going to create an ellipse, and we'll color that a little differently so you can see what's going on there. So you can use any UI element you want and make a joint out of it, but I prefer ellipses. What's going to happen is the joint will be formed at the center of that ellipse. So notice these were drawn inside my canvas for the flipper, and I don't want that, so I'm going to drag these back out to layout root so that they're on the same level. And let's just move these up a little bit, position them well. So now we can apply our physics behaviors. So let's go to the asset library, and the first thing we'll need is a physics object behavior on the flipper itself. And we'll also need a physics object behavior on the holder, and that we want to remain static. And finally, we can create a joint on that ellipse. So let's take a physics joint behavior and drag it to the ellipse. And we're going to join a couple of bodies here. We can use these artboard pickers, these little targets. First, we're going to take the CNV left flipper, and we're going to join that to the rectangle here, rect holder, and that's just to keep it, you know, falling from gravity. So these are all both joined now. And let's change the collision group to a value. If we don't set a collision group, then those two physics objects will be getting collision events, and they'll be fighting to get away from each other. So let's just give it an arbitrary collision group of 1. And we also want our flipper to have angle limits so that it doesn't just wobble around at its lower limits and upper limits. So we want this to rotate probably from about 0 to 50 degrees. And let's increase the spring of this a bit. I'm going to double it to 10,000. And that should be about it. Now, when the user presses the left arrow key, we want this flipper to flip up. And so we're going to apply some torque to it. So I'm going to take the physics apply torque behavior and drag it to the left flipper. And I'm going to apply a torque value of about negative 100,000. oops, make that negative 100,000. And we want to apply that torque when the user presses a key. So I'm going to create a new trigger here. It's going to be a physics key trigger that can be fired when a key is pressed. And let's make that the when the left key is pressed. And here you have a few options. You can fire this while the key is pressed, so it's going to keep applying this torque while the key is down. You can also just fire it once when the key first goes down or when the key comes up. I want to continuously apply that torque while it's pressed, so I'm going to select this option here. So let's save this. And now we can go back to our main page, and if we do a build of our project, we'll have that user control available. So let's come over now to our controls, and we'll find left flipper. And we'll just drag one of those around the screen. And let's see what happens when this runs now. Okay, so you can see when I press the left flipper, I can bounce that ball up now. And we can still catch it with a mouse and manipulate it that way. So we can also go, we don't really need to see this static object, so let's go into our user control here. And we can just set the opacity of this the rect holder here to 0 now that we have our joint made, and that'll take care of that.